The Boston Celtics and Los Angeles Lakers were back in action last night for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The Celtics won the first two games in Boston. No team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit, so the pressure was on the Lakers, who hoped coming back home would provide a needed spark. NPR's Tom Goldman picks up the story from Los Angeles.
Home cooking. It's what sports teams say they look forward to after a tough road trip. And it doesn't just mean the comfort of familiar food. It's all the familiar, adoring fans as well, who live for their athletic heroes. Of course, home cooking LA style is always a bit dicey. Los Angeles sports fans are notoriously laid back. Lakers games often start with big chunks of empty seats at the team's home arena, Staples Center. But not last night. A-listers like Jack Nicholson, of course, and Steven Spielberg joined the thousands of non-celestial Angelinos and bellowed their love. All of them believers. And why not? They have the best NBA player in Kobe Bryant and arguably the best coach, Phil Jackson, with 9 championships to his name, a man known as the Zen Master, who was reminded of that before the game.
Isn't this supposed to be your time to make adjustments and show us some magic?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so is it tonight? Does that start tonight?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
And if it doesn't, then can we come after you?
You can ask for a rebate.
Okay.
Phil, your money's safe. Driving to the hoop, sinking outside jump shots, scoring early and then late with a flurry of baskets, Kobe Bryant finished with 36 points to lead the Lakers to an 87-81 win. It tightened up the best 4 games out of 7 series. The Celtics now lead 2-1. But there was nothing tight about Bryant, who, with his teammates, faced a near impossible task had they lost.
It's important that they understand that I'm not pressing or not worried or anything like that. Because they feed off of that. They feed off of my confidence. And I have all the confidence in the world that we can come here and win.
One player who gorged all night was Saša Vujačić. The Lakers' reserve guard from Slovenia has Euro-dude long hair and a deadly outside shot. And both were flying. He scored 20 points off the bench, including a long-range 3-point shot with just under 2 minutes in the game, which gave LA a 5-point lead.
Those are the shots I live for, you know, honestly. And I love the last 5 minutes of the game, the last 2 minutes, the last possessions of the game. And my teammates, you know, did a great job. They double-teamed Kobe. Lamar got the ball, and he found me in the corner. You know, I was wide open.
It was a close, physical game with lots of fouls, but no complaints about referees' calls being uneven. The Lakers had groused about that after Game 2 when the Celtics shot many more foul shots than L.A. Last night, it was the Lakers who had a lopsided advantage. Still, it was a day when the NBA found itself once again answering questions about suspect officiating. Court papers presented in the case of Tim Donaghy, the former ref who admitted last year he bet on games, revealed more damning allegations. Donaghy claims other referees rigged the outcome of a 2002 playoff series involving the Lakers, and he says the NBA asked refs to avoid calling fouls on star players. NBA Commissioner David Stern accused Donaghy's lawyers of grandstanding during the NBA Finals and repeated his belief that Donaghy was the only ref involved in illegal behavior. Tom Goldman, NPR News.